me away.
Rue Paines mit Lullaby Love, nochmal abgespielt aus dem 2017er Album Paperweights. Der Künstler aus England spielt heute Abend im Silent Green, um dort seine dritte Platte Quiet Man nochmal vorzustellen. Wir quatschen, bevor es ins Silent Green geht, über Songwriter Sessions auf dem Lande. Wir finden heraus, wie das Jahr 2018 für ihn und seine Kunst gelaufen ist, sprechen über klassisch ausgebildete Musikerinnen in seinem Umfeld und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich hello and welcome, Rue Paines.
Hello.
Welcome back to Flux FM again.
Thank you very much. Good to be here again.
Thank you. It's a nice little studio that we have. It must feel like a family thing to you already.
It does. I knew the way up the stairs.
Yeah, see? Already feels like home. So how are you doing today?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Cool.
Good.
Where are you coming from?
Came from Stockholm yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because I was playing there. I'm basically coming to the end of about 5 weeks of touring.
Nice.
So, yeah, this is like, I think, 3 more gigs or 4 more gigs before the end. So, yeah, it's been fast, but it's been awesome.
Yeah. So you're looking for a little break during the Christmas days? You're going to spend those days with your family or?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think when I get back, I'm just going to go, to be honest, like, you just get back into rhythms, you know, mm-hmm. Get back into, like, your normal life. Because it is, like, such a kind of interlude into into normal life.
But, and one can get used to the fact that there's a person that tells you what's going to be done.
Yeah.
You know, what you have to do during the rest of the day. That's not happening in your normal life.
I'm
going to
wake up and I'm going to go for a long run in the hills. That'll be really, really nice. And that's my plan, basically.
Yeah.
And just kind of get back into like normality.
Yeah.
But we came from Stockholm and before that Amsterdam and Paris. So that's been our kind of European leg so far.
Yeah, cool.
And then tonight in Berlin.
And you've played the States already as well, right?
Yeah. So I got back from the States and had like 3 days in England, but had a lot to do in that 3 days and then kind of came out here. But that was great, great fun going over to America.
Yeah. I've read that there were people in LA singing along to your songs and you were on stage like, wow.
Yeah. You know, it's absolutely amazing because I've always been a bit of a recording artist. Mm-hmm. I think like my general kind of personality is that I like to actually just write and create. That's the thing I really love. And so when it comes to touring, I always do it quite sparingly.
Sure.
But this time I was like, I'm going to go and I'm going to play loads of gigs. And it's been amazing, like turning up and seeing people at these shows and like singing along or really connected to songs they've been listening to for like a long time.
Yeah, it's so great.
And it's really surreal. It's quite beautiful. So,
what I love about your new record or something, I found something that you said about the new record or about those songs, and I find that really interesting because you told an interviewer that most of the material was written on the countryside. You were leaving the city, spending times in rural areas, and then you've written all those songs there, and then you took them back into the city, and it felt like you've transported some of the quietness and the silence of the rural areas into the more urban areas, and people seem to kind of feel the fact that you've written those songs in the countryside. I mean, that's interesting. Do you think that people nowadays have a need for that quietness and that they sense it in music even without even knowing that the music has been done?
Yeah, I think I do actually.
Yeah.
I think that like everybody needs things like, you know, peace and, you know, stillness in their lives. And in the same way that some people would be like, oh, I also need to like stimulation. And, like, you know. But I think sometimes things like peace and quiet get forgotten.
Yeah,
and
totally.
Everyone rushes on, you know. And so, yeah, I definitely have seen a pattern of like not just this album, but my other albums. Mm-hmm. It's quite like that. I go and I just share the thing that I enjoy, and I share that kind of like piece that I pick up from things. Or if I see something beautiful, or I want to bottle it up and bring it to a place where there's not so much of it.
Yeah, I really think it's interesting. I've read a track by track thingy about your record, and there's songs that you've been writing lying on the back by a river.
Yeah.
And then songs that were done because of an experience in the Dominican Republic. Mm. That's another interesting story. I think it's called Warrior, the song.
Oh, Warrior.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, so basically that song, there's a charity that I'm really, I really admire. Mm. And they work in anti-slavery. Anti-trafficking.
Okay.
And I was writing that song, but then I started talking to that charity and I kind of finished that song in mind of that charity using it for
right.
The video, which
cool.
That's
interesting. So have you been there as well, or is it just that you have a contact with that charity
Yeah, both. Okay. I don't think I'm really allowed to say much about the Dominican Republic situation because it's very kind of, it's quite a kind of private charity. But
okay.
At the same time, I went out there for a party, to play at a party. And I thought, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this as well because I wanted it to also kind of have, I just thought I'd kill two birds with one stone, so to speak.
Yeah. Cool. Now, you've recorded a beautiful version of Ophelia when you were here the last time. We've recorded a video to that session as well, and people might just look at some visual material as well right now if they want to. They just have to look up at Flux FM, the Rupaints Ophelia video, and we'll be listening to that version right now, and then we'll talk a bit more, and then we'll give away tickets for tonight's show at Silent Green. Have you been there already for the sound check?
No, I
haven't. It's a beautiful place.
It looks pretty amazing, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to you about that place as well after this song, Ophelia by Rue Paynes of Flux FM. Paynes mit Ophelia aus der Flux FM Studio Ecke. What a nice version. The internet broke down for a few days. Everybody was watching that video. People were freaking out, really.
Really?
Yeah. It was such a nice performance, and I think the girls and guys from Flux FM did a great job with filming that stuff.
Yeah,
beautiful performance.
Thanks.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, my man.
Thank you.
I've read that there's a single version of Ophelia that you've kind of like remixed after the album was done. How easy or hard is it to go back to the studio and rework on a song that had already been done, actually?
Yeah, sure. I think it just depends on the song. Because the only reason I do that is if I feel that there's more that song can give.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think album processes are so different to if you look at a song in isolation. They're always quite fast and you're trying to think of 12 tracks at once. And just because we're human beings, we don't really like, can't always focus all the attention we want on one song. But basically I looked at that song and I thought, I like the album recording a lot, but I still want to do something more to that song.
Yeah.
And so I went back in the studio to do that. But on some songs, I just wouldn't have anything else to add.
Oh, okay, cool.
But that one just felt like it needed that extra bit just to feel as rich as I wanted it to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how mandatory is putting some Shakespeare content into a song when you're an English songwriter?
I don't think it's not at all mandatory, but I tend to do it. It's weird.
The records company like, so where's that Shakespeare? I don't see a Shakespeare song.
Yeah. No, I think Shakespeare is funny because in a way I'm never intending on doing that because it's quite, you know, an obvious thing to do in a way.
Sure.
Like, oh, Shakespeare, you know. But I think it's just because he's so good that,
yeah,
that I genuinely love Shakespeare. So if I'm ever kind of thinking about something, often I'm like, oh, I read something that, like, you know, like Quiet Man, the album.
Yeah.
I was trying to explain what I was trying to say by calling the album Quiet Man and finding it quite hard to find the words. And then there was a really good quote from Much Ado About Nothing, which was that silence is the greatest herald of joy.
Okay.
And I was like, that's what I'm trying to say. You know?
Thank you, Shakespeare.
He just says it really well. But
that's what he does.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's cool, though. That's interesting. That's really interesting. That that you find all the drama and all the philosophy of the world in his place. So it's a good place to go back to.
Yeah, very emotionally intelligent.
Yeah, totally.
So it's great for songwriting. Like, plays are really good because they're fast-moving, dynamic, and dialogues and stuff.
Yeah,
and it like gets you thinking like that, kind of looking at all the different angles of things. So
yeah, so you're gonna play at Silent Green tonight. That's a place where people got burned after their death. It's a crematory. Is that the English word?
Oh gosh,
it's an ex crematory.
That's the English word.
But and you don't have to be scared. I was talking to the people years ago when they opened up the place, and I was like, isn't it a bit scary to kind of like have musicians in the crematory? And they're like, no one suffered there. They were all dead when they arrived. They just got burned. So,
blimey.
Yeah, but you're going to love the fucking acoustics of that room.
Is it good?
It's great. It's a huge room. It's pretty high. And you're going to love it. I just saw Aetna there, a band from Dresden, a few weeks ago, and it's really a super inspiring place, and it has a super inspiring sound. But what I want to know is, how are you going to play live tonight? You sometimes play with a string quartet, you sometimes have a band, sometimes it's just you and 12 strings on one guitar.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it's always, it kind of depends where I am. I've had, either me or 14 people, you know?
Yeah.
So good question. But tonight we've just got five of us. We've gone for like a five-piece situation. We got a cellist, so we have got like some of the strings. It's quite an important part of my writing.
Sure.
I find the strings like always seems to be there. And then we've got, harmonium, organ sound, and electric guitar textures and stuff. So it's going to be quite ambient. Hopefully like bring some of the songs like to life a bit. But yeah, not 14 this time, and not one.
But I think in 2018 or in times like these, it's so important that you have different versions of your own band, because otherwise you won't make money. I mean, if it's only the 14 people version of it, you're going to be broke in a year.
Yeah,
if you're only doing it on your own, you might get bored or lonely while touring. So that you have to, there's a thin red line, I think.
I love mixing it up.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I just done the last three nights, the Paris, Amsterdam, Stockholm, when I just done that solo. And it was actually, although I love playing with the band in America, it was really nice because it's so different.
Yeah, sure.
Very intense, very kind of different atmosphere that it creates. And it's cool. And now I'm really looking forward to playing with them. So actually, like, now that we all know each other really well and you don't have to go through tons of rehearsal and stuff like that, it's nice to be able to have that flexibility. Mm. Yeah.
When one's listening to your music, it seems as if you were really interested in forgiving people.
Yeah.
And I was asking myself, is the guy a bit conflict shy or is it rests of religion?
No, it's like, I just think, there's a lot of themes like that that come into my music because of like who I am and what I believe. And I think that forgiveness is just a really beautiful thing. I mean, are you talking about like Peace Be With You?
For example.
So that song, that is all about reconciliation, because I think really I was just thinking about this process of like forgiveness in terms of sometimes like we say like, okay, yeah, like that's cool, like we'll get over that, but until you can actually wish someone well, it's kind of you haven't done the whole process.
I'm in the middle of something like that. I was together with a woman for a long time and I'm not with her anymore, and I'm basically very far in forgiving her, and then there's this other person that I'm kind of like, I don't know what that is, you know, and I'm totally in the process of forgiving everyone around me right now. That's why I was asking.
Oh, well,
I'm asking myself if I'm a bit too conflict shy, if I shouldn't be sometimes be like, no, I don't want that. Leave me alone. Hard question, right?
I couldn't tell you, mate.
Rue, yes, one more question. What the fuck should I do?
No, I think that like that song from my personal stance is about the fact that I've realized that I prefer, like I find that I'm happier the moment I choose to forgive rather than carrying stuff around with me.
Yeah.
So that song is about saying to that situation, like, peace be with you. And kind of saying, okay, it's done. Wow. But that's just me.
Like, No. I think your music is already helping me a little bit in that regard. So thank you for the music, Rue Paines. Heute Abend spielt im Silent Green eben dann doch nicht solo, sondern mit fünf weiteren Musikern und Musikerinnen. Wer sich das angucken möchte, kann jetzt schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für Rue Paines heute Abend im Silent Green. Das wird hoch emotional und wunderschön. Das glaube ich wirklich. Also ruft ruhig an. 030 2000 9000. Rue Paines spielt im Silent Green. Flux FM verlost Tickets. Rue, thank you for coming again.
You're welcome. Thanks
I hope
me.
I'll see you next year, maybe, right?
Yeah.
There's a possibility.
So. Like you say, it's like family here.
Yeah. So. You know where we live right now. Just come by. Rue Paines, thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.